Hello, Mona. Hello, Sebastian. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us. How are you doing today?
Doing very well, thank you. So looking forward to this documentary series. What was the inspiration for this trip of discovery?
You know, it started off quite innocently and really personally in that we wanted to take a trip initially just for ourselves. Like all of us, we had gone through almost a year and a half of pandemic lockdown, being home with our two boys, remote learning and all that. And it was really this opportunity to spend some time together and explore a part of the country that really we didn't know very much about. What ended up happening is it blossomed into something much more interesting than just the two of us, much more illuminating, where we had this opportunity to meet people and spend time in communities along the way. And what unfolded was just this deep understanding both of Muslim history, but also this beautiful understanding of what people are doing today to better their communities.
Now, why Route 66?
You know, that's a great question. You know, it's such a piece of Americana and such a piece of American history, but frankly, it's a part of what's widely considered to be white America. We're going through the heartland. We're going through this kind of honky-tonk, you know, And the surprise for us was getting off the road and meeting this rich, diverse group of people in a part of the country we just didn't expect to meet them. And that really kind of blew our minds, stop after stop after stop.
And for me, the opportunity was golden because it's something I'd never done before. You know, I never traveled just Route 66 before. You know, I've definitely done road trips, but we wanted to keep it classic.
So when does the history of Muslim America really begin?
Yeah, that really comes across in the series, because our idea of when it began, the dates just kept getting further and further and further pushed back to the point where we learned about a man. We learned about this man on the Zuni Pueblo in far western New Mexico, a man named Mustafa Zamori, who was born in 1500 in Morocco, was kidnapped and enslaved by the Spanish and brought to this country. He's considered the first African and the first Muslim on this land. He was a master of many languages in incredible dire circumstances, who really embodied the rich, complicated, contradictory, interesting history of our country. And you see us learning about him from a Stanford-educated archaeologist, Zuni elder who we met.
I know that one of your first stops is in St. Louis. Can you talk a little bit about the importance of the St. Louis World's Fair?
Yeah, that was such a wonderful opportunity to learn about how so many, you know, me being Syrian American, so many of my fellow Syrians, you know, came to this country during the World's Fair. And we got a chance to hang out a little bit with Dr. Edward Curtis, who educated us on that. And, you know, it was really enlightening, because we didn't know that folks came literally to entertain. You know, one thing I learned was that the ice cream cone itself was created by Syrian immigrants, you know, for fairs, basically. And then beyond that, what we could talk about as American wrestling, that actually had its origins in the World's Fair with Syrian immigrants who, you know, showed off their muscles and their wrestling displays at the World's Fair. So little things like that we, you know, didn't know, we learned about.
We're talking with Sebastian Robbins and Mona Hidar about the great Muslim American road trip that comes to PBS starting on July 5th. Obviously, you did this, as you mentioned, originally for yourselves, but it comes, I think, at such a crucial time given where we are in America today.
Yeah. You know, we didn't pick the timing for that reason. And like I said, we didn't set out to, you know, with any grand ambitions. I think there have always been divisions, and I think no matter what side of the aisle you're on, I think people are feeling afraid, you know, whoever you are, and part of that fear has come from being separated from each other, both because of the pandemic, but just because of our human tendency to, you know, group like with like. And I hope people will kind of be inspired to scratch the surface a little bit, to explore beyond their bounds a little bit after this, to break down some of those barriers and see the love in each other and see the hearts in each other. Because that's, you know, we had this privilege to be able to do that in the show.
One of the things people will learn, and Mona, I think they'll be surprised to know, is that you have a master's in Christian ethics.
Yeah, people are often surprised by that. And I have a deep love for religion in general and understanding what people believe and why we believe it and all kinds of things like that. And for me, studying American religion and Christian ethics specifically was really important to me as an American because our founding fathers of this nation, they founded it on their Saxonist beliefs. And once you get to studying it, it's really fascinating and interesting stuff. And I wanted to know what the foundations were of the origins of these laws in this land and this nation. And it was a real education.
What did you learn about yourselves on this road trip?
Yeah, one of the things that I walked away with was that when you come into deep connection with folks, it can only foster compassion. It can only create love. And, you know, we saw that not just in the folks that we met, but also within the confines of our own marriage, that we just spent, you know, we've almost been married 10 years at this point, and you know, things can get a little dry, and you have to keep communication open, and you have to keep trying to learn. Otherwise, you know, things will get dry and brittle and easily breakable. But when there's curiosity, when there's a deep yearning for learning, we can keep things rich and alive. And we definitely had our moments sitting in that car together where we were getting on each other's nerves and having a hard time. But one of the things that happened was that we got closer overall, and being stuck in that car ultimately ended up being really good for our marriage.
I'm wondering if you found on this journey that perhaps as a nation we're not as divided as people would like us to believe.
Well, you know, there's a cliche that says you can't hate up close. And like some cliches, this one has merit to it. And this isn't a show that seeks to heal the wounds and brings the country together. That's too ambitious for any documentary. But, you know, if you can get close to someone and shake hands and look someone in the eye, if you can take the time to actually listen. I really think we're all feeling something very similar as we go through our life. I think we all, you know, we're all afraid. We're all interested in succeeding. We all want our children to have a beautiful life. We're kind of all afraid of each other, which puts us actually on common footing. If we're all feeling afraid, actually, that makes us more alike than not. And then what do you do with that fear? Do you, you know, do you get calcified into that fear, or do you step out of it? And this was this opportunity to step out, to be vulnerable as travelers, to be kind of helpless at times, to put ourselves at the mercy of other people's kindness. And we just came away feeling closer as a couple, as Mona just said, but really closer to the people that we met. And ultimately, we came away inspired to want to do better in our lives, to use our faith to make the world a better place. And that was really the lesson that we're most grateful for.
So looking forward to seeing the program. It starts on the 5th on PBS, a three-part documentary series, The Great Muslim American Road Trip. Thank you both so much for visiting with us today and telling us more about it.
You're really welcome. We appreciate you having us on.